www.thebeatmaster.com, 970-776-0258.
Welcome to today's The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We might get to a monopolar world and a multipolar world before we get to the mono or multi. We will talk about Cactus and I were talking about the changes that have taken place in Colorado. I'm talking about the global agendas that have been being played out here in this state. All the forest fires, not accident, intentional, in collusion with past and present governors of the state who are global agenda proponents, advocates. You know, prior to Jared Polis, we had John Hickenlooper. Well, what about John? Is he a globalist? He ends up being invited to attend, what was it, a Bilderberger meeting here in the last year. Now, the fire that took place in Boulder, let's don't be deceived. This was not an accident. This was intentional. What about the fire that took place in Colorado Springs? What was it, a decade ago? Was it just nature? Or was it the nature of man, the evil nature of man involved with that? What about the Red Feather Lake fire that took place? And what about what happened in Louisville, Superior? What happened in California with the fires in California, it's been documented. There have been people that have intentionally started these fires. In Colorado, there are people that have intentionally started these fires. They're not accident. Now, the people that were caught off guard in Louisville didn't have any time to take what was the most important to them out of their homes. They didn't have time. So I would say that you have a pattern and we're at the beginning of a pattern. We're not at the end of a pattern of fires. We're just at the beginning. Now the question is, and you've got to think about this, where have they decided to hit? What part of the state are they going to hit next? Are they going to go further west? Are they going to stay along the Front Range? I'm not sure they're going to try to drop out into the plains. There's just not enough people. Are they going to try to hit West Denver? Are they going to try to hit Boulder? I doubt Boulder will be hit because of the governor. It's the governor's sanctuary. It's his base. And this governor, is he going to be replaced as governor of the state? Don't bet your bottom dollar on it. He's too powerful. He's too wealthy. He's too connected. He's too intelligent. He's too cunning. As an individual, if you study his psychological profile, the man appears to be a sheep. But make no mistake about it, he didn't become a billionaire by being a sheep. He didn't become a billionaire by being unintelligent. He didn't become a millionaire or billionaire by being unconnected. No, he's connected. Who's he connected with? Hickenlooper, John Hickenlooper. Who's Hickenlooper connected with? Agencies and powerful people in this government. If you look at the profile of these people, if you look at their patterns, you'll see who they are. Hickenlooper, he just seemed to be a docile old Joe, just, you know, making the right decisions and helping the economy of this nation, of this state. Absolutely not. You could take a general average guy off the street and put him in the position of governor of Colorado, or a woman of average intelligence, and they would be successful. Why would they be successful? Because of all the federal dollars that come into this state, all military dollars that come into this state, all of the agencies in this state, all of the universities in this state. Because of DIA, the global center of this state, of this country, of internationally, people fly into DIA. No one knows who they are, but they're very, very powerful international players. So Hickenlooper, yes, he was chosen to be put in place. The candidates he was running against, there was a couple that should have beat him. But in the last 2 weeks before the election, the decision was made. It would not be a Hispanic. It would not be a black. It would not be an Italian. It would be John Hickenlooper. Well, Cactus and I, we were talking about these things. We thought maybe we'd let you in on what we're discussing. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
What's up, guys? It's Bucky Dillon from Your Morning Show, and I am proud to be partnered with Pride Roofing and Construction. There was a large windstorm recently. As many of you know, a lot of people's roofs ended up right in their lawn. Well, Pride Roofing and Construction would love to be the company that helps you out, and I cannot recommend them highly enough. They will come out and do a free, no-obligation inspection just so you know the condition of your home, and they will help you with every step of the insurance claim process. Just call 970-825-9305. Pride Roofing and Construction.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
I am the God of hellfire, and I bring you
fire.
For the people of Colorado, as long as Jared Polis is governor. So who is this man? He was well liked in high school. You didn't mess with him. Graduated in Boulder. You didn't mess with him. All of the teachers loved him. He was an up and coming. Very bright. Don't think that this man is an ignorant man. No, no. Don't think that he's just a normal average IQ. Absolutely not. Well connected. So anyhow, he serves on the Colorado State Board of Education from 2001 to 2007, 5 terms as a United States representative from Colorado's 2nd Congressional District, only Democrat member of the Libertarian Conservative Liberty Caucus, the 3rd wealthiest member of the United States Congress, estimated worth of $122.6 million. No, 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 no. I think it's higher than that. Elected governor of Colorado, 2018. He defeated Stapleton, Walter Stapleton. I would have bet my bottom dollar that Stapleton would have been governor. Why? Because he was very connected with the Bushes. He is a relative. But the powers that be decided no. There was going to be a new Johnny on the spot. And in this coming election, do I think that he is going to be replaced? I doubt it. If there is even an election, let's say that he continues as governor. Well, eventually, I believe that he is already picked by the coming following. Well, after Donald Trump is legally out of office, the next administration will probably end. They'll change the Constitution. And they're going to end state governors. They're going to go to regional governors. I was looking at an article here in the studio today, maybe FEMA areas. There's going to be somebody to head up each of these areas. So eventually, in my opinion, Cactus feels the same way, that Jared Polis, because he is a team player, he is a globalist, he will be nominated to be one of the players when the new administration, when Donald Trump legally wins, loses, or when Donald Trump is legally, his administration is over, the legal administration, when it ends, there'll be a new. Something new is going to happen to this country, and Jared Polis will be part of it. He's in high favor with Barack Obama, still, with all of the Democrat governors throughout the country. Very powerful man. So anyhow, I just thought to tell you that nothing happens in this state without whoever is in the governor's seat knows what's going on. Nothing happens without these people knowing what the next global agenda will be. whether it be a fire, an earthquake, a tsunami, winds of 100 and 250 miles an hour that knock down trees like matchsticks, somebody stepping on matchsticks stuck in the mud. Nothing happens in this state without the globalists informing those in positions of power as to what's going to happen. And the people in positions of power, they make sure that they have their backpack ready. They have a place to go that is safe. I would say that the pattern is already evident. Fire after fire after fire after fire after fire. High winds. Yes, the fires do generate wind patterns. It was proven in World War II when they used the techniques of bringing bombers on the edge of a city from north to south, south to north on the other edge of the city, then east to west on one end of the city, and west to east on the other end of the city, bombers going, making a square, dropping bombs, incendiary bombs, and starting a hurricane fire. And everything from the edges of the city right dead to the center, everything was destroyed, including every human being. They've learned, and they're using it on America. They're using it on the people of America. They don't care how wealthy you are and how much power you may have just through your wealth and what you have in the bank. They don't care. If you are one of the, even the darlings of the global agenda, you still are going to suffer something. Everybody has to put something in the kitty. Everyone has to ante up. All the Democrat governors, including in Colorado, California, and the red states, Texas, Florida, Kentucky, Montana, and the fires seem to stop right at the Canadian border. And they somehow don't go into Mexico. They definitely don't go out into the Pacific or the Atlantic. The pattern is evident. Plan to evacuate fires if you live in the mountains. I don't care what city you live in, even Aspen. Aspen is not off limits. When these people decide to destroy something, they'll warn you. They'll warn their people, get out. But if they decide to torch a part of the forest or a city, they're going to do it. So all you can do is sit down, everybody in your family, get a piece of paper, individually, go around the table, and ask dear old dad, Dad, what is the number one thing that you personally have to have when you leave this house? Number one, make a list of 1 to 10. What is number two? Personally, I'm not talking about, you know, your car or whatever, but personally, what do you need personally? If you're handicapped, what do you need personally? If you're on medications, what do you need personally? What is it you need to put that is vital in a backpack? Apart from maybe even clothing. But you should have something warm. Go right around the table. And everybody make a list, 1 to 10. Then after that, from 11 to 20. And if you have to leave, how fast is it going to take you to get into the house, to grab whatever it is you need, and walk out that door? It's coming. The pattern has been established. The fires are going to continue this coming year. They're going to continue in California, Montana. Nevada doesn't have a whole lot of forest. It's going to continue in New Mexico, Wyoming, Oregon, Washington. We have to look ahead. But I look at patterns. This is what the corporations are doing now. when these young engineers come out of college, out of the university, these corporations hire them. They don't hire them to build necessarily things. They hire them to look at algorithms, to look at patterns, to see, okay, what are we going to do in the next 10 years? What is the direction of the world in the next 10 years? The society in the next 10 years? What are the economic forecasts? Where are we going to have racial strife, racial tension? They look at algorithms to plan and plot. Well, I do the same thing. I look at the evil of evildoers. I look at what the wicked do. The wicked will always continue to do wickedness. And the patterns of the fires in Colorado, the pattern, the method has been established. They will continue to use fires to destroy what they want to destroy. And they're getting to the point where they can say, we're going to take out Section 21 in this certain area, and we'll take out one section plus a half, and we're going to zigzag it like a snake. And we're going to zigzag it right along an area where there's water, because we want that watershed. We want to put in multifamily high-density apartments, units. Or we want the mineral rights in that area. We want access to the mineral rights. These people are sophisticated. The technology is sophisticated. They have power. They have access to the technology. They have access to, in this state, to all of the agencies that can control weather, right there in Boulder, Colorado, right there, dead center. People don't realize how evil this state is. They really don't realize what kind of power Colorado has internationally. We control the skies through the Air Force, through the Air Force Academy. We control the skies internationally. Air Force Academy right there in Colorado Springs. The Space Center. We control everything in outer space. We watch what's going on. It's coming back to Colorado, the Space Center. NORAD. We control anything nuclear from Colorado. It's a high mountain. NORAD, NOAA. I'm sorry, NOAA or NCAR. We control the weather right here from Colorado. We have access at the NCAR site, at the NOAA site. They have access to the satellites throughout the everything that's in outer space. That's a government satellite. They have access to it. They have computer engineering power. Why are they putting Google right there in Boulder, Colorado? Because Colorado is going to need more megabytes. Quantum physics type of megabytes. For what? Destruction of the world. Changing weather patterns so people starve to death. Controlling hurricanes, typhoons, rains. Causing earthquakes. Causing volcanoes to erupt. Eventually, God is going to use Yellowstone Park against them. But as you look at the patterns that are natural patterns, and then you look at patterns that are unnatural, you have to ask yourself, who is controlling the unnatural aspects of the weather? I know that I'm going to talk about the multipolar world and the monopolar world, but Cactus and I were having kind of a great discussion. We were really looking into the patterns of the people in power in this state, presently and formerly. We'll be back. The Pleasant Truth, Rick Rodriguez. 1360KHNC.com podcasts.
Hey.
Yes, you.
Be sure to listen to Faking the Truth, where Jason and Brian will bring you social media level fakeness Monday through Thursdays at 3 p.m. right here on KHNC 1360 AM and 1360KHNC.com.
Life Choices received a $20,000 year-end matching grant challenge from a generous donor. Every life is meaningful, and your gift of any amount saves lives of babies and mothers. Go to lifechoices.org to donate or call 303-651-2050. Make twice the impact from $20,000 to $40,000. Go to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050 and make a difference for life.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Next Gen Windows and Doors of Fort Collins provides superior window and door replacement to Northern Colorado homeowners for over 20 years. Next Gen was just voted best in NOCO for window service companies and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Call now for a free in-home evaluation, 970-888-6588, or visit them online at nextgenwindowsanddoors.com. Mention KHNC when you call and get a 5% discount. Winter's here. Stop the draft.
Learn how public bail bonds policy affects crime and get all of your bail bonds questions answered by tuning in or calling in to Bail Talk Sundays from 1 to 3 right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC.
One pill makes you larger and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call. Call Alice.
Well, we keep going down these rabbit holes to see what's down there. These rabbit holes actually are what we find are things taking place in other dimensions. There is the world that you and I live in, and there is the world that these other people exist in. Not for long. One of these days, their power to control what they control is going to be done. It's going to be over. So, to finish out, in the last 20 years, years ago, we knew 30 years ago, we knew they were going to section off this country into 10 regions. And they called them that, Region 1 through 10. Well, they put a new term to it now. It's called FEMA. FEMA areas. FEMA tribal areas, lands. There will be someone to no longer be the governor of a state, but the organizer of a FEMA area. And that person will put people in positions, I believe, who will be a mayor of a city, who knows what it's going to look like. But assuredly, if the hand of fate, like a lightning, doesn't hit the present governor, assuredly, he's going to be part of that coming plan. He's young, well-connected. But again, because of Colorado and all of the federal money coming here through the military, because of the military-industrial complex in this state, because of the space program, the military in this state, the biggest information gathering site in the world out there at the Buckley Air National Guard Base, because of the Denver, if you want to borrow money to mine and do any kind of mining, you have to get your money. The bank is here in Colorado. You don't go to Washington, D.C., New York. Nope, you come to Denver. And out of Colorado, the money for any type of mining investments, this is where you have to get your loan. And you have to be approved. You have to be a global player. You have to be part of the in crowd. Now I'm going to jump to, but I'll finish with this. The fires will still come. Tornadoes will come. High winds are going to come. Maybe in the spring we're going to get some heavy snow. We don't know what they have planned. Be assured there will be geoengineering plans behind it. Be prepared. If you got to go into your home, make sure you take that bag that's got the 10 top 20 items. Leave the rest. Save yourself. Going overseas now, in Europe and Russia, the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, he said he wants a fresh start with Russia. Why? Because the Biden administration is forcing Germany to turn on Russia, because Russia is going to supply Germany with billions of metric feet cubic feet of gas. It's a cold winter over there. Russia's prepared and ready to send gas to all of Europe. But the Biden administration says no. You're either going to be with us or you're going to be with Russia. If you're with Russia, we are going to make sure that you're uncomfortable. But the German chancellor, he wants a fresh start with Russia. He states that he's planning to meet with Vladimir Putin at the end of the month. And also with the French presidential contender, who's possibly going to beat Emmanuel Macron. His name is Jean-Luc Mélenchon. He's made a statement. He said that Russia is a partner. I do not agree with making an enemy of it. I am for leaving NATO. We need to de-escalate. If we leave NATO, we will not be dragged into the Cold War logic that the Americans maintain with Russia and China. Then there was a Strategic Culture Foundation, and they released a document. January 2022, a game-changing moment between Russia, America, and the world. The notes read, between the lines, we could see that what Moscow was really asking for is to redraw the borders of influence between Russia and the West, which is in context of a monopolar world. It is essentially demanding for it to be dismantled. So Russia is trying to dismantle this monopolar world, which means that if Washington, at the very least, agrees to the death of NATO expansion, and certainly if it stops supporting puppet regimes on the former Soviet territory, then January 2022 will be the official birth month of a multipolar world. And like the geopolitical assessment done by Professor Glenn Deason at the University of Southeastern Norway, who in his just released document, quote, and this is out of today's whatdoesitmean.com, he states, quote, it's time to prepare for a post-American age, he stated. Western capitals are grudgingly coming to terms with the end of hegemony and unilateralism, and the subsequent need to restore agreement on pan-European security. Moscow has now demanded an end to the era of NATO hegemony, which is United States hegemony, and a return to the principles of indivisible security. The Kremlin appears to be planning for an age where America matters less. How long will it be before the rest of the world starts to do the same? The world wants to go that direction. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Warning! Warning! The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus.
Hi, folks. The Rev here. The Hunting and Sportsman's Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Malls to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That's peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out HarshOutdoors.com. That's HarshOutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law. Back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
And as I go on to this article, I remembered something I wanted to mention about our governor. He is a cunning person. He hid the fact that he was gay in the last election, that his name is actually Jared Schultz Polis. His real last name is Schultz, but he changed that. And also, it states in Wikipedia that he's a millionaire, but believe me, I do not believe he's a multimillionaire. I believe that he is in the ranks of a billionaire, and especially since becoming governor of this state. So that's just my opinion. And if you look at the patterns, you get to see the future. Take the patterns and draw a line from pattern A to B to C to D to E, and you see where F is going to begin. Now, going back to the multipolar world. Now, with this matter of the multipolar world, and the fourth thing about this president of this governor of this state, he's a very good friend of who I believe will be the coming replacement for Donald Trump, the true replacement, who was already a president but will return to presidential power. And this governor is a good friend of that person. And that person is going to reward him handsomely. Probably he will be the governor or the FEMA director for FEMA Section 7, which would be Colorado, all the western states, retaining power to the high plateau of America, Colorado, from whence great evil is going to befall the world. Now we're going to jump back to the meaning of a multipolar world. Now, during the Obama administration, there was a commencement address on the 28th of May in 2014, and this is a quoting from the ex-president. "The United States is and remains the one indispensable nation." Quote, "The one indispensable nation." There has been this, that has been true for the century past, and it will be true for the century to come. America must always lead on the world stage. If we don't, no one else will. Quoting the former president. Russia's aggression, going on with his quote, "Russia's aggression toward former Soviet states unnerves capitals in Europe." Untrue. "While China's economic rise and military reach worries its neighbors." True. "From Brazil to India, rising middle classes compete with us." True. "In the Ukraine, Russia's recent actions recall the days when Soviet tanks rolled into Eastern Europe. But this isn't the Cold War. Our ability to shape the world opinion helped isolate Russia right away." True. And this present administration is following that objective of the Obama administration to isolate Russia, to place sanctions on Russia, to push, provoke, to instigate a war with Russia. And at that time, it states here in the article, this is the article, is the Saker blog, Eric Zwesi. This is from Matisi, MATISII.com, "The Meaning of a Multipolar World." The author, Gordon Long. Gordon says that he, Obama, was proud of the United States government and effectiveness at propaganda, just as Hitler was proud of the German government's propaganda effectiveness under Goebbels. Going back to the quote, "Because of American leadership, the world immediately condemned Russian actions. Europe and the G7 joined us to impose sanctions. NATO reinforced our commitment to Eastern European allies. The IMF is helping to stabilize Ukraine's economy." And but the author says, Gordon Long states, actually, Obama's regime had conquered the Ukraine in February of 2014 by a very bloody coup, and it installed a racist, fascist, anti-Russian government there next door to Russia. A stooge regime to this day. This was written in 2018. Here we are 3 years later, 4 years later almost. This is absolutely true. Let's see. The Ukraine is still a stooge regime. It is still a pawn to this government. And this, it instituted a racial cleansing campaign to eliminate enough pro-Russian voters so as to be able to hold onto power there. This has always been a political strategy of the America to change the political structure. And that's what they did in Ukraine. Continuing, it has destroyed Ukraine and alienated the regions of Ukraine that had voted more than 75% for the democratically elected Ukrainian, I was thinking about Hillary's uranium deal, the democratically elected Ukrainian president who Obama overthrew. I forgot his name, but he did throw him. We have Zelensky in there now, which is an American puppet. So that those pro-Russian regions quit Ukraine. What remains of Ukraine after the United States conquest is and as I've talked about in previous programs, a Nazi mess and a destroyed nation in hock to Western taxpayers and banks. This article is basically talking about America's world hegemony. The plan is moving forward. We'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, 560KHNC.com.
The Loveland PE Gun Show, December 11th and 12th, has two giveaways from Zip Guns. A Springfield Hellcat on Saturday and an AR-15 on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Located off of I-25 and Highway 34 West at the outlets at Loveland. Buy, sell, and trade, and $50 CCW classes on Saturday and Sunday. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Could your child use an extra boost in school? Are they in elementary school and looking to improve self-confidence? Or in high school hoping to raise their grades to get into the college of their dreams? Then Grade Potential Tutoring has the right tutor for you and your family. Grade Potential Tutoring has provided award-winning in-home and online tutoring services for almost 20 years. With COVID-19, this school year has been like no other, and many parents are reaching out for extra support. Let our friendly staff at Grade Potential Tutoring answer all your questions and explain how we can help your child. Call now and we will match you with the perfect tutor to help your child succeed. We also tutor all college classes. We can help with all your tutoring needs. So call right now for your free, no-obligation tutoring consultation.
800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. That's 800-695-0376.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
So as the global hegemony of the United States moves forward internationally, the global agenda through geoengineering and climate change is moving forward in Colorado. Now, the article, the author states, So what he basically summed it up this way. In other words, a monopolar world is a world in which one nation stands above international law, and that nation's participation in an invasion immunizes also each of its allies who join in the invasion, protecting it also from prosecution. So that a monopolar world is one in which the United Nations can't even possibly impose international law impartially, but can impose it only against nations that aren't allied with the monopolar power, which in this case is the United States. I'm going to say this about this country. We have changed as a country. Those that are loyal to this country, that have been loyal to this country, understand, this nation has changed. The power structure has changed, and the objective of what this nation used to be has changed. The enemy, really, of this country now are the citizens of this country. And if you are loyal to this country, it doesn't matter. You can be loyal. You can be patriot. Doesn't matter what you are. You are still an enemy. If you won't go along with the global agendas, you are an enemy. We're not going to go along with it. That makes us an enemy. Are we going to change what this nation has become? I do not believe so. In fact, I would say, no, we cannot. Too much evil. You cannot change evil. Evil has to be judged. And there are the courts will not judge evil. If they don't judge homosexuals who are pedophiles going around abusing and the victims of this type of lifestyle, there's no justice. And also with the matter of the pedophilia, these powerful people that are pedophiles, there's no prosecution for them. Oh, a few, but not as a whole. Anyone that is involved in exposing pedophilia in any area, region, city of the country generally die. So there are changes. We cannot reverse what is happening. I wish we could, but I'll tell you the truth. We can't. Okay, so going on here. Even the United Nations can't impose international law impartially, but it can impose it only against nations that aren't allied with the monopolar power, which in this case is the United States. Further, because the United States regime reigns supreme over the entire world, as it does any nation, such as Russia, China, Syria, Iran, North Korea, Venezuela, Nicaragua, Cuba, Ecuador, that the U.S. regime, which has itself been scientifically proven to be a dictatorship. Let's face it, it's what we are. We're a dictatorship going into totalitarian nation, state. That's the end of today's program. We'll be back tomorrow. Podcast 1360KHNC.com. This is 1360KHNC. AM Radio, the top radio. Podcast again, 1360KHNC. 2 o'clock tomorrow. See you then.
Hi, my name is Mindy Faulkner with Harmony Senior Referrals. My number is 720-934-7740. We are a senior placement agency that helps families find the right assisted living, memory care, and independent living for their loved ones. We put together the puzzle pieces of care needs, geography, and finances to find the right fit. We do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, I'm Mindy Faulkner, 720-934-7740.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Green.